Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I think Roy Williams should decide which games P.J. Histon sits out. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I'd like you to stay with me on this idea which concerns the basketball season and P.J. Histon, who, according to Roy Williams, is on the road to redemption. Still, it is clear that there must be consequences for PJ's thoughtless actions over the summer. So listen carefully to this one. First of all, who deserves to be punished here? PJ and PJ alone. This wasn't a case of multiple players going off the reservation or a coach committing a violation, which until recently meant his entire program had to suffer. So why penalize everyone else on the Carolina team for Histon's misdeeds, especially if that punishment could be so punitive? Say PJ gets a 10-game suspension to start the season. Will those games include Kentucky, Texas, Michigan State, and likely Louisville in the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic? Losing all four would put Carolina behind the eight ball in terms of an RPI and overall record, two important factors when NCAA tournament bids go out. So why not let old Roy decide which 10 games Histon must miss? Sitting him down for 10 games that his teammates at least have a chance to win without him makes a lot of sense to me. And let Histon play in games that Carolina probably can't win without him. After all, why should the entire program and fan base suffer for one player's mistakes? And whatever 10 games PJ misses will certainly hurt him. His total points, his scoring average against teams he might be able to dominate, his chances to make All-ACC, All-American, and consequently his NBA draft status. He made his bed, so let him sleep in it alone. Why does his whole team have to bunk in there with him? You might think this is a highly unconventional suggestion because it never comes down that way. Look at Carolina football. The current program has suffered for stuff no one on the team or coaching staff had anything to do with. Seems to me that Marvin Austin, Greg Little, and Robert Quinn deserve the most punishment. But where are they? Playing in the NFL. So why does Marcus Paige, an uninvolved company, have to be put in an underdog position for what they didn't do? Let's shape the punishment so it hurts P.J. Histon more than anyone else, because after all, he alone deserves it. This is Archansky. See ya.